It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some years ago, there was a young man who wanted to find a place to serve his fellow man. Searching, praying, looking, he came to the conclusion that God had called him to be a minister. He began his preparation. He worked hard toward being a minister, but things just didn't seem to fit in place. Following a trying period, he finally left the ministry and turned to medicine. Being a Canadian, he studied at the University of Toronto. During World War I, he served his country as a soldier. Returning to Canada, he practiced medicine in London, Ontario. However, business was not very good for him. Patients simply did not come. But he was not to become discouraged. A man of usefulness, he began reading all the latest medical journals in his spare time. He became obsessed with the tragedies he saw in the disease called diabetes. It was taking the lives of many people. In 1921, he gave up his practice of medicine and borrowed a laboratory in which to conduct experiments. This man had little help or encouragement from his friends. Nevertheless, he worked steadily in the laboratory. He was searching for a cure for the dreaded disease of diabetes. He had a helper by the name of Charles Best. They both applied their knowledge and skill toward the discovery for a cure of diabetes. You know, sometimes it's hard to find one's place in life. Often it seems for many of us that we just don't fit in anywhere. We try one thing and it doesn't work out. Then we go to another field with not much success. But there's a feeling in all of us, and I think it's divinely implanted, that somewhere there's a job for us to do. And the truth is, there is. We all have a role to play in the theater of life. None of us are of such little importance that we should be left out when the curtain is pulled and the play begins. We each have a special talent given by our Creator, which He expects us to pass on to others. We probably aren't able to do some things as well as other people do them, but then they aren't capable of doing some things as well as we do them either. We should each do the best we can with what we have to do with. I guess you call that stewardship. If we'll make that serious search, we'll find our place in life. How was it that the Good Shepherd said it? Seek, and you shall find. I believe he meant that. Keep looking, keep searching, keep hunting for your spot to fill, and one day you will find it. And life will have meaning and purpose because you do. The man who left the ministry for medicine was Sir Frederick Grant Banting. He found his place and discovered insulin. Millions of diabetics are glad he did. And if you haven't found your place, keep searching. You will.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.